Hey Deb, it's Peter. How are you? I'm good, I'm good. I got a doozy for you. Damien's been trying to get in touch with Dean, and I've just tried to call Dean, but I think, is he overseas? Yeah, so is Damien, as of today. So we've got a bit of an issue with a project we did quite a few years ago. They've had a sewer flood essentially through the house, which has obviously flooded the bathrooms with sewer. And the owner actually has a neurological brain tumor and has been in hospital and can't come back to his home. Long story short, their home insurance and Yarra Valley Water have denied the claim. Because an ORG was not installed in the plumbing works in the sewer. I've got no idea what an ORG is, but anyway, apparently Damien's contacted the VBA. The VBA says the ORG needed to be installed, so the plumber has signed off on non-compliant plumbing works. We did a camera down the sewer drains and stuff and confirmed that there's not one installed and that should have been installed because that would have stopped whatever has happened. We haven't dealt with this plumber again since this job. We have a feeling, so VBA have said even though it's 6 years, it's actually 10 years he's liable for because it's non-compliant work. So it is back on the plumber. We have a feeling that the plumber's going to tell us to essentially piss off. And we're going to need to go down the VBA complaint route and go for them that way. So the question that we have for our insurer is, we want to do the works, so we want to make safe because the property is currently unsafe. If we do the works to make safe and get it all rectified and then lodge with the VBA and go through the insurance process, how does that work with our insurer and getting that paid out? Is it it would have yeah last finan it would have been last financial year, I think. No, it was this year. It's only recent, but maybe like a month ago, while I was away. No, so we've done is we've had a cleaner through at the moment to obviously clean the bathrooms and hose everything out, but we haven't done any of the further works just yet. But we want to kind of get in there ASAP and do them so this guy can come back home. Oh, when was the project built? Oh, like, without giving you a definitive date, I'm going to say like 7 years ago, 7.5 years ago. Oh, so we're going to have to go back to the insurer at that time that the project was built. I'll shoot you through an email with all the details that Damien literally handed over to me last night. He was like, I've been trying to get in touch with Dean, but he hasn't called back. And he was like, which I just tried to call him and I got that funny ring. Because, yeah, we obviously have to go down the VBA route anyway and start that process with the plumber if I try and call him and be like, hey, and he tells us to get stuffed, which we think he probably will. But we need to try and get these works done so this guy can move back into his home. We're pretty lucky with the way we built it, that the bathrooms that have flooded are... They're like on, like it's like a decking board, so they kind of flush out. But the house we've won so many awards for as well, so it's really quite depressing. But yeah, we kind of need to figure out what we can and can't do. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's fine. I didn't expect you to know the answer off the top of your head for that one. And then my other question is, how far are we off with our new contractor's work? Because that's expired, I think, today. Oh, cool. Perfect. No, that's fine. It's just I've always got people asking me for new copies when the day they expire. I'm like, give me a break. That's completely fine. I'll shoot you an email probably in the next half an hour about this home, and I'll give you like all I'll give you when we built it, when I'll give you all that kind of information in the email. No, that's fine. That's completely understandable as well. All right, cool. All right, I'll speak to you soon. Okay, perfect. Awesome. Thanks, Deb. Thanks. Bye.